You might be asking yourself, do I really have to do this? Or put in a less angsty way, is this move right for me? Well, not all moves are created equal, and sometimes a great city may not be so great for you. Let's take Knoxville, Tennessee, for example. U.S. News and World Report has ranked Knoxville as one of the 125 best places to live in the USA. In 2018, Knoxville landed at number 64, beating out big city rivals like New York City, Chicago, and Miami. It also beat Tucson, Santa Barbara, and Tampa, to name a few. Knoxville is a solid, mid-sized city with nice people and good weather. All the stats are there. On paper, anyone would love living in Knoxville. Anyone would be happy there. But we didn't, and we weren't. Looking back, it's clear what my husband and I did wrong. Dan and I evaluated the city before we moved, but we didn't evaluate ourselves. Take a look at the pros and cons list we made before heading to Knoxville, which I've reproduced on the enhancement. Based on this list, the choice seemed like a no-brainer. Dan and I didn't second-guess our decision to leave Chicago. In fact, we couldn't wait to make Knoxville our forever home, where we would raise our kids and grow old together. Then, we moved. The joy I got from the mountains and lakes in Knoxville didn't balance out the isolation I felt at our house in the suburbs. In Chicago, I could walk out my front door and run into another mom pushing a stroller within minutes. In Knoxville, we found ourselves oddly out of step. Our kids were still in diapers while all the neighbors had teenagers on high school sports teams. I thought I had wanted the big house in the suburbs, but I didn't realize how lonely suburban living can be. A lot of deep thinking followed this realization, and despite our best efforts to make the most of our situation, we ultimately decided that Knoxville wasn't right for us. The cost of living was lower than in Chicago, but having more money in our pockets didn't amount to greater happiness for me or my family. Traveling through Dante's circles of hell just to land in a place that doesn't work out seems, well, suboptimal. If we had done a better job evaluating our likes and dislikes, we might have avoided the hassle of moving to a place that wasn't a good fit. Figuring out if you're going to like a city before you move there requires foresight and soul-searching. Learn from our mistakes. Evaluate yourself first. Take a look at the enhancement where I've posted a quick exercise to help you identify what's most important to you. Rank only the 5 most important items from those listed. You can ignore the rest. Go ahead. I'll wait. Now, pick the main reason you are moving and write it down. I know we move for a combination of reasons, but you only get to pick one. So dig deep and pick the most important reason. If the main reason you're moving isn't in your top 5, then this decision is easy. If it's up to you, don't move. It's not worth it. Simple. Just stop listening to this audiobook and head to the beach. Sorry, no refunds. For example, if you're moving for a higher-paying job, but money and wealth aren't high on your list, then the odds your move will make you happier are low. What about the opposite situation? Your top priority is career advancement, but you plan to put your career on hold to be closer to extended family. Be honest about what your values are before you make yourself, and maybe the whole family, miserable. That said, sometimes the decision isn't just about you. It's also about the needs of others, people whose values and dreams don't perfectly line up with yours. So, let's delve deeper with the following fun self-evaluation quiz that you'll find on the enhancement. If someone else is moving with you, have him or her join in. You might learn something about each other in the process. The results are in. So how'd you do? If you scored overwhelmingly high in one category, you may already know that you're either a city, suburbs, country, or nature kind of a person. If you're moving somewhere that's completely different from your personal style, it may be a more difficult transition for you, unless you're feeling adventurous. I'm not saying a city girl can never be happy in the country or a country guy can't be happy in the city, but it may be tough to acclimate if this is a fundamental part of who you are.